Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
Start your engines.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Super Tuesday is here, presidential nominating contest in 24 states. And one of the nation's biggest unions, the United Auto Workers, is in the midst of its annual legislative conference. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli looks at the connection between the conference and the elections.
The UAW's top issues this election year are health care, labor-friendly trade agreements, and union organizing rights. Gary Chason's a labor expert at Clark University in Massachusetts. He says the UAW will push those issues by backing Democrats, but mostly not with cash.
The UAW, like most unions, doesn't really concentrate its effort in direct funding, but rather provides the ground troops.
Chason says those ground troops are more fired up than usual this year. That's because they've seen that many of their issues reach beyond the bargaining table.
They're beginning to realize that many of the problems they face are problems that are most directly resolved through political action rather than strikes or negotiations.
And despite small numbers among workers, Chason says unions are still an election year force.
They're one of the few organizations that can really mobilize members in election campaigns.
He says union endorsements of candidates still matter, too. So far, the UAW is not backing anyone. I'm Steve Tripoli from Marketplace.
The craving for fuel-efficient cars continues to drive sales at Toyota. Earnings for the latest quarter rose 7.5% over last year. Booming sales in China, Africa, and South America made up for lost ground in the U.S. But Toyota is expecting a rough ride in the current quarter and maybe a drop in profit. Financial stocks were the big losers on Wall Street yesterday, especially credit card companies like American Express. There was more talk about a deepening credit crunch and a slowdown in consumer spending. We had the Dow dropping 108 to 12,635. The S&P slipped 14. The Nasdaq fell 30 points, and that negativity spilled into Asia overnight. Markets across Europe are weak as well. Today, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson will defend the president's proposed $3 trillion budget to lawmakers. Part of the Bush plan cuts federal funding for public broadcasting 50%, and in as little as 2 years, that funding could possibly go to zero. Disney reports its quarterly earnings this afternoon. Poor performance of Disney's theme parks may hurt the bottom line. But as Lisa Napoli reports, the Mouse House has an ace in the hole that's sure to boost revenue the next time around.
This is the sound of crazed Hannah Montana fans at one of her concerts. But it could be parents screaming for joy that Disney's extended the run of the tween idol's 3D concert film for another week. Or Mouse House executives thrilled about the movie's record-breaking performance at the nation's 3D theaters.
That it was just this big, $29 million big, was perhaps not quite envisioned.
That's Carl DiIorio of The Hollywood Reporter. He says Disney's overall movie strategy seems to be working.
They decided to do fewer movies, but the movies that they did do would be very much in keeping with the traditional, historic Disney model.
Like the Christmas hits National Treasure and Enchanted. Whether those can offset the effects of the writer's strike and dipping theme park attendance, we'll see later today. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Google's been busy lately taking pot shots at Microsoft, all because Microsoft is trying to buy Yahoo. Google's been laying the groundwork to try and delay, maybe even derail a deal. It could lead to a full-blown battle, both legal and political. Today, Google is set to launch new security features for small business email. New tools include extra security and storage products. It's a swipe at Microsoft's email and expensive Office software.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Top fashion designers are in New York City this week showing off their fall collections. America is getting its first look at what a recession looks like when it's coming down the runway. Jill Barchet reports.
Usually there's a frivolous buzz surrounding Fashion Week, a twice-a-year extravaganza of celebrities and models on Fifth Avenue. But this year, the city seems, well, consumed with Wall Street losses and dwindling bonus checks. Designers feel the gloom, too. Jane Barnes is a luxury menswear designer. For her fall 2008 line, she's toned down the color so that men can get more wear out of their $300 shirt.
So, yeah, I'll be doing a lot of blue because that means he'll have a lot to wear it with. So I work a lot of the collection around blue and around black during these times.
But in a strategic approach to the recession, Barnes is weaving a shirt with 48 muted colors.
Because we think that our customer has to say, oh, I have to have that. I must have that. You know, I can't wait until times are better. It may not be here again.
Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus have asked Barnes to make more shirts under $200. So she's using more cotton and less silk. For women, designers this week are going back to the straight-laced 1950s and early 1960s. Think Jackie O and Grace Kelly with their tailored suits and full skirts. Designer Michael Kors has jettisoned his baby doll mini dresses and platform shoes. Some fashion critics are calling it comfort food for turbulent times. Others are saying that women are simply sick of the bohemian look. Arthur Zaskowitz is the senior financial editor at Women's Wear Daily. He says in the past, recessions have inspired fashion.
During the early 90s, right, grunge hit the market. That was driven by kind of an economic downturn in the early 1990s, right? It was a reaction to not only the economy, but the state of mind of the consumer.
But for now, a nostalgic sense of stability and prosperity is here again. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
If you're voting today, take a moment to visit our website and let us know what you're thinking. Go to marketplace.org and click on Election 2008. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.